Hey there, lifelong learners. Feeling like higher ed needs a little boost. A jolt of innovation, maybe?
A jolt. Yeah, I think we could all use a little more innovation in higher ed.
Well, we're diving into some AI applications today
Yeah.
that might just do the trick. We're checking out the grand finale of Friday SLO Talks.
Oh, cool.
Where Devin Walton showed off some practical AI tools for higher ed.
That sounds interesting. I'm always curious to see how people are using AI in higher ed these days.
Well, Devin had some pretty cool demos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Imagine AI that could help with strategic planning and even give faculty a hand with program assessment.
Wow, that sounds incredibly useful,
Huh.
especially if it can help us use those assessments to actually, you know, improve our programs.
Exactly right. Devin jumped right into this idea of agent-based AI.
Okay.
So instead of just responding to those basic prompts, you know, the things we've all been playing with,
right.
AI is becoming more sophisticated. He compared it to shifting from just talking to AI to actually delegating tasks.
That's interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, instead of just, you know, going back and forth in a chat box.
Right, right.
Imagine giving AI a job and letting it run with it. You know, like it can even access tools and information from the web to complete those tasks.
So it's like having a super-powered intern who never gets tired.
Right, exactly.
That's
it's like that super-powered intern.
I like that.
So Devin highlighted some really intriguing possibilities. Think about all those time-consuming tasks we have in higher ed.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of those.
Right, analyzing data, generating reports, even helping faculty tweak their syllabi so they align better with learning outcomes. What if AI could take those things off our plates?
That's a fascinating thought. What could higher ed professionals achieve if they were freed from all those tedious tasks?
Right. We could finally focus on, you know, the heart of education. Connecting with students, mentoring faculty, fostering a truly engaging learning environment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Devin didn't just talk theory.
Good.
He actually demonstrated a tool that analyzes student assignments and automatically scores them based on rubrics.
Wow.
Think about that mountain of student work you're always trying to get through.
Oh, don't remind me.
Imagine AI helping you identify trends and pinpoint strengths and weaknesses in your courses.
That kind of insight would be so valuable for any instructor.
Right. Instead of relying on gut feelings, you'd have hard data to inform your curriculum design and your teaching strategies.
You'd move from anecdotal evidence to something much more concrete.
Exactly.
Mm.
And Devin also showed how this data can be aggregated to give a program-level view.
Hmm. Interesting. So you could see trends across an entire class or even a whole program.
Right. And it could be a game changer for program improvement initiatives. Instead of relying on anecdotal evidence, you could use AI-generated data to make informed decisions about your program.
Wow. That sounds like it could really help us work smarter, not harder.
Right. It's all about optimization. But, you know, it's not just about handing everything over to AI and calling it a day.
Right.
We still need to think critically about which tasks we delegate and how we interpret the data that AI gives us.
Absolutely. It's not a magic bullet.
No, it's not. So Devin emphasized that while moving towards an agent-based model is exciting, we need to be intentional about the tasks we delegate to AI.
I see. That makes sense. So it's not just about AI becoming more sophisticated.
Right.
We need to up our game, too.
Exactly. So let's get into some of Devin's practical examples to see how this all works in action.
Okay. Let's dive in. One tool that really stood out to me was one that was designed to help faculty align their course syllabi with broader program outcomes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. It can be such a struggle to connect those dots.
Right. Especially when you're dealing with those comprehensive value rubrics.
Like the ones from ACNU?
Yeah. Getting faculty to see the connections between their course content and those big picture learning goals can be tough.
It can be really tricky.
So Devin showed this tool that uses AI to analyze a syllabus and compare it to whatever rubric you choose.
Hmm.
Like, let's say, global learning or teamwork.
Oh, interesting.
And the cool thing is it doesn't just flag misalignments. It actually offers specific suggestions for improvement. Oh, wow. That's great. That's so much more helpful than just getting a generic warning.
Right.
Faculty need actionable guidance, not just a red flag.
Exactly. So what else did Devin have for us?
Well, he tackled another headache that I know a lot of faculty have.
What's that?
Grading.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So remember that tool for analyzing student artifacts we talked about?
Yeah, the one that scores them automatically.
Yeah, that one. Devin walked us through how it works.
Cool.
So students submit their work to this platform, and then the AI goes to work. It analyzes the work, scores it based on the rubric you provided, and even generates a summary report.
Wow. It's like having a whole army of TAs working around the clock.
Right, but it goes way beyond just automated grading. The real power is in the data that's aggregated.
Oh, I see. So you can see trends across a whole class or even a whole program.
Exactly. You get this incredible insight into where students are excelling and where they might be struggling.
That's amazing.
And that kind of data is pure gold when it comes to program improvement.
Yeah. Instead of relying on anecdotal evidence or end-of-semester surveys, you've got concrete data points to inform your decisions.
Right. You can adjust your curriculum, provide targeted support, and make sure your program is actually delivering on its intended learning outcomes.
It's about using data to actually make a difference.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the time that this could save faculty.
Oh, right. All those hours they spend grading.
Imagine if they could dedicate that time to mentoring students or conducting research or collaborating on new projects.
That would be a game changer.
It would free up so much time and energy for everyone.
It really would.
But of course, it's not about just, you know, handing everything over to AI and calling it a day.
Of course not. We still have to be thoughtful about it.
Right. We need to think critically about which tasks we delegate and how we interpret the data that AI gives us.
Absolutely.
So Devin made a great point about the importance of framing these tasks in a way that AI can actually understand.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. We can't just throw any old problem at AI and expect it to come up with a solution.
Right.
We need to define the task clearly and identify the data that AI needs to be successful.
So it's not just about AI becoming more sophisticated.
Right.
We have to up our game, too.
We do. We have to become more sophisticated in how we work with AI. So what else did Devin say about this evolution toward an agent-based model?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we need to become fluent in, you know, AI delegation. We need to understand its capabilities and its limitations.
Exactly. It's about figuring out what AI is really good at and where it still falls short. And Devin thinks that this agent-based model is going to keep evolving. You know, AI is going to become even more adept at handling those complex tasks.
He even mentioned tools that allow AI to access your computer's mouse and keyboard. Like you can actually, you know, click and type.
Wow. It's like having a highly skilled intern who can navigate your digital workspace.
Right. Exactly. So the possibilities are kind of mind-boggling. Imagine AI helping you draft emails, schedule meetings, or even create presentations.
It's not just about crunching numbers anymore. It feels like AI is becoming more creative.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So what does all this mean for higher ed professionals? What skills are we going to need to thrive in this new world of AI collaboration?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to be able to define our goals clearly. You know, we can't just tell AI to improve student success and expect magic to happen.
Right. It's not a magic wand.
No, we need to break down those big picture goals into specific tasks that AI can actually understand and execute.
So it's almost like we need to become project managers for AI.
Yeah, I like that analogy. We need to know how to delegate effectively and provide AI with the resources and the information it needs to succeed.
And we also need to become more data savvy, right?
Absolutely. We need to understand what data is relevant to the task at hand, where to find it, and then how to interpret the results that AI gives us.
Data literacy is going to be essential.
For sure. But, you know, it's not just about the technical skills.
Right.
We also need to be mindful of the ethical implications of using AI in education.
That's a really important point.
Yeah. We need to be transparent with students about how their data is being used. And we need to make sure that AI isn't perpetuating biases or creating unfair advantages.
The real balancing act. We want to leverage the power of AI without compromising our values or the integrity of the educational experience.
You said it. It always comes back to that human element. AI can be a really powerful tool, but it should never replace those human connections and relationships that are at the heart of education.
Well said. So as you consider the possibilities of AI in your own work, remember to approach it with both excitement and a little bit of caution.
Yes. Ask those tough questions. Explore the potential benefits and the drawbacks, and don't be afraid to experiment.
That's great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and higher ed.
We hope you're leaving feeling inspired to explore how AI can transform your work.
And until next time, keep those brains buzzing.
Absolutely.